Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With you and to you, and welcome aboard again. Today is the 29th of September. I guess we got just one more day to go this month, and before you know it, it's October. Strange things can happen in October, and many people talk about another October surprise that may be planned right now. I really don't worry either way. I don't give it much thought. Because, quite frankly, there's nothing that we can do about it if it is planned. And it's all in the province of the Heavenly Father. So, you know, with that word, let me go right to the word, because we have a nice special guest today. And hopefully the voice will be heard pretty clear and from a distance afar. But before we bring that guest up, we're going to go right to the book of John, the Gospel of John. And my favorite gospel it is. And, of course, chapter 8 is probably, I think, my most favorite chapter. You know, when you read about what the Christ child did and what he became and how his enemies were really in the temple. They had taken over the temple pretending to be the Levitical priesthood, pretending to be Judah, pretending to be Israel, and yet they were not. They were none of these things. And of course, they had a reason. They had a purpose of being there. The purpose obviously had to be fulfilled, that they would be the ones who would set up Christ to be crucified, to be murdered. And so in chapter 8, in verse 45, Jesus goes on to say, "And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Yet, therefore, ye hear them not. Why? Because ye are not of God." Wow, that's quite an indictment, isn't it? That's quite a slap in the face, huh? You realize that he would be jailed today as a hate criminal for attacking the anointed ones. The sons of myrrh and frankincense and love and peace and joy, the police academy, so to speak. So Jesus, of course, hit them right smack dab where it hurts, right straight between the eyes. And they considered him at the very end of the chapter then to be in the temple, to be a blasphemer, not to be of God, because he claimed that he existed before Abraham was. Now, how could any man say that? And Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." And in the very last verse, they say, "Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through midst of them." so he passed by. He disappeared from their clutches, from their evil hands, and their vicious beaks, so to speak. So Jesus beat them at their own game, denounced them right there in the temple, and hit them between the eyes in the temple, and they couldn't do a thing. They couldn't lay hands on him. And you know what? In the very final days, when they lay hands and they kill the two witnesses that God sends back to the city of Jerusalem to witness, they're going to be asking for some pretty, pretty big trouble. It ain't going to be just anybody they're killing. It ain't going to just be individuals or entire groups of people. It's going to be the Lord's favorite son. So that's when they really invite their own destruction. And destruction they will, unfortunately for them, experience. Well, welcome to the program, folks. Welcome back this Saturday afternoon program with Rick Adams and Rick Adams Uncensored. We are going to try to see if we can bring her up right now. She's been away for a long time. We've had some connection issues with her in the past, given the situation, which has terribly deteriorated in that country. We have Monica Huggett-Stone. Monica is back with us from South Africa, we hope. Let's see if we can bring her up. Hello, Monica.
Hello, Rick. How are you?
Pretty well, thank you. Can you hear me all right?
Very well, very well, thank you. Yeah, no, this connection seems to be okay. Yeah, I just hope it don't last. Yeah,
you just speak right up into your phone and speak clearly, directly into it, and we should be fine. It's been a while since we connected, and from what I understand from reliable sources, not the media, of course, but from reliable sources, that things have gotten much worse in South Africa. And the way we were talking privately the other day, you and I, it almost sounds not as bad here, but it almost sounds like you're describing Providence, Rhode Island, and Dallas, and Houston, and you're describing San Francisco, and sounds like you're describing the streets of America. How bad is it now today in what was the Republic of South Africa, Monica?
Well, it's bad. It's really bad. If it wasn't so tragic and so destructive, it could really be funny for the reasons the protests are going. I mean, for example, yesterday they were protesting at the Hartbeespoort Dam. It's about, say, 50, 60 miles from me, because they decided that the whites threw black bodies into the dam wall, and now they're protesting about it because it's racism. As one man made the remark, but maybe they want us to tear the wall down. I mean, So there won't be any water then, and the dam will be gone. This is what's going on here. If the train is late, they burn the train down.
So it's it goes, like, what is it, rule by mob? Is that what you're experiencing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, this is democracy, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course, just about today. Wow. Wonderful, wonderful stuff, huh? That's why the reports are that everything is fine and dandy in multicultural, pluralistic South Africa, huh?
Absolutely, because democracy is working. Of course it's working if the mob is ruling. And the president just visited the United States. I don't know if he's back yet, but I mean, really, who cares? He was speaking at the United Nations and said that your president, Trump, got the wrong information. There are no farm murders here. There are no land grabs. He doesn't know where he's getting it.
Well, that's true. I mean, what he was quoted as saying was reported in the Antichrist Press, the AP, and I have the reports where I sent it to you, where what they're saying now is that this whole idea that white farms are deliberately being confiscated by the government, the black so-called majority rule government of South Africa, is the brainchild of white supremacists. Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, of course. It's all our fault. I mean, it's our fault they don't have any clinics anymore or hospitals or you name it. I mean, one big example I can tell you about a hospital in Kempton Park that's going to cost $124 million to tear down. That's about $12.5 million to tear it down because of the dispute. It is in a, it's in a white area, and they needed the black hospital. And then, it's also, you know, it's so convoluted, the whole argument. So the hospital's been empty for many, many years, and now it's completely rotten, and they're going to just tear it down. And out of the 696 hospitals in this country, only five is operating, is working.
So you have problems getting real medical attention when you need it. That is, white people.
Oh yes, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the other day I spoke to a doctor whose brother-in-law was in hospital and needed to go on dialysis. And they refused. This is now a government hospital. It's not a private hospital.
Yes,
and they said there are no machines for whites.
There are none for whites. Get to the back of the hospital, no. I guess.
What can you
do about that? You have a parliament. You have a so-called court system. And I suppose that it's as democratic as the rest of this regime now.
Absolutely. Oh, yes, it's democratic, very democratic, yeah. Interesting thing, this white woman got so mad because a black stole a handbag and she didn't get any response from the police, so she called them the K-word, and she got 2 years prison sentence with 1 year suspended.
Wow.
An Indian the other day called the president the K. And now he just apologized, and this will be interesting to see what they're going to do about that.
Well, you have the democratic process.
You've got
quite a, an Asian population still in South Africa, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
So they don't seem to be in harmony with this government in South Africa or the so-called black majority rule, are they?
No. If you're not black, you don't count. I mean, they are against the Indians, as against the colored, what we call the mixed race people here.
Yes.
The colored,
It's a nightmare regime. It's horrible.
Yeah.
And I've told my audience on many occasions that we're going that same way, folks. And it's not by accident, and there's just no, happenstance here. There is a hand guiding this thing. There is an invisible hand, the hidden hand of tyranny. And it is fomenting a division, a racial strife, an economic class strife, a warfare, particularly now religious warfare. And obviously there's a goalpost here. They're trying to destroy in America, and it's been hinted at by some others in the mainstream press, a civil war part two. So we're going to be experiencing many of the things that you have experienced already in South Africa in the so-called new era of freedom and democracy, I dare say, Monica.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and if you go back into the history of Africa, you know, Spanish Morocco was the first to fall in 1956. Thousands of whites were slaughtered. But they never said anything about it, and then it came down to here, and now how many are slaughtered here? About 100,000. They talk about the white farmers being slaughtered, but they don't talk about the other people. They just don't mention it, of course.
I hear you. But they do talk about some rhinoceroses, and they talk about elephant tusks, and they talk about some of the lions that are being hunted, and all of the concern over the species, endangered species. The only one that's not endangered, apparently, is those that are not black, that are not part of the, should I say, tribal black government in South Africa. Isn't that interesting, how bankrupt and evil the media are?
Absolutely. Yeah, well, you know, it's a deeper war, this, or, I don't know how really to put it, but it's a satanic onslaught. It's Satan using people to destroy the children of God. This is what it's all about. It is. It's not communism against nationalism. It's a higher calling. Let's put it this way. You know, mm-hmm. that Josh Sankomo said this so many years ago, mm-hmm. that we've got to destroy the white man. We destroy his God. So now you have it. This is what it's all about.
Yeah, Joshua Nkomo was the, I think he was the ZANU or ZAPU leader in what was then Rhodesia, as they were terrorizing their way to power. And then this government mm-hmm. and the British government came along, and they said, you've got to get rid of your crown colony government, and you've got to hand over power to the so-called, you know, black majority. And here they had a division all throughout the land. They had tribal warfare. The Entebale tribesmen, I know, were murdered off. And you had Bishop Moses Oriwa, I believe. He was probably the least of all of the tribal warriors who wanted to bring forth a reasonable, moderate government there in Rhodesia. Mm-hmm. And they shoved him aside. They engineered a fake election, and our good buddy Mugabe wound up winning, huh?
Absolutely, yes, yes. And you know, the Westerners must change their mindset if they think they do understand the logic or the reasoning of an African. They don't. They don't care if they destroy a country just as long as they stay in power. This is all it is. And I mean, they could get rid of Mugabe if they really wanted to, but it doesn't matter what he does. He's still the elder, and they will... follow him till the end of what, it doesn't matter what he says. He is in power, and they will follow him. It is the same here. It's all over the same. Doesn't matter how, they know it's wrong. I talk to ordinary blacks, and they're all upset. But they will not go against the government, because they're the elders. They're the captain or the chief or the king, and they will follow.
Have you been in touch in some way or read about, found out what has happened to the former backers or at least partners with the white government of South Africa within Zululand, you know, the Zulu tribes, and what was chief, I believe it was Buthelezi at the time.
Buthelezi,
What's going on with them? Because they certainly did not like the Zozas, and they were not friends of Mandela and company. What is happening with them in their own lands and their own community, if I can use that term?
Well, what's happening there is that they're killing off the members of the Inkatha Freedom Party, Buthelezi's party.
Wow.
Yeah, they're shooting them, they're murdering them. I think the 24th one was shot a week or two ago. This is what's happening, but what they did is with a political move, it's like they do with the royalty. They married a daughter to King Swelantini of Mandela's, one of Mandela's daughters. And that is not done. The Xhosa do not marry a Zulu. They don't mix. So that was a political move. But he's very outspoken, Swelantini. He said, you're not taking my land, because they also are threatening taking Valentini's land, and that is a lot of acreage, lots and lots and lots of acreage.
This is like a gangster tribal government, is what you're saying. What they accuse the white government of doing is what they're doing.
Yeah. Yes,
they're getting away with it.
Of course they will get away with it, because the Western powers protect them and support them. I mean, Theresa May was here a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
Yes,
she's in support of the land grab. She said it's correct. Yeah. Because they're still fighting the Anglo-Boer War against the Boers Afrikaners in my country.
What a filthy, evil minion of the Rothschild regime she is. You know, she's no different from Tony Blair or any of these others, you know, even Major, mm-hmm. John Major, and all the so-called stalwarts of anti-communism. Here they are meddling in the Middle East. They're stealing the land there. And what's going on in South Africa, they can turn a deaf ear at. Amazing. All right, we'll come back with Monica Huggett with me today, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored. We'll take a couple of calls, too, along the way. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
I hope you will be able to provide us some answers. We're talking to Monica Huggett now from South Africa. And as you know, Monica has spent many years here in America and South Africa. We know of many others, Dietrich Fields and host of others that I've known personally here locally who were trying to defend South Africa during the apartheid fighting era here in America during the 1980s and 90s. And, you know, the Republican Bush and the Reagan administrations pretended to be friends of South Africa, and of course, in the end, they betrayed them, just as the Clinton administration. And we just mentioned with Monica Britain and this Theresa May gangster, and what she represents is nothing but, well, thuggery, plain thuggery, imperialism, and the new colonialism. You know, they always talk about, you know, the old days of the big bad colonial empires in the 17th and 18th century, Monica. They talk about, you know, what they did supposedly to, you know, to, you know, you think of Angola, for instance, as one example, and you think of Zambia and Zaire and all of these former colonial entities. But here you've got colonialization, you've got imperial powers, as you said, the Western powers, backing up that thuggery and even financing it while wholesale slaughter's going on, and they're wincing at it. They're even mocking it, making an incredible joke of this. And I say there has to be a very hot place for them in that inferno to come when all of these evils are brought before them on the great white, you know, judgment throne day, because what you're going through now is far worse. Black and white, colored and Indian are going through now in South Africa is far worse than what I've heard and what I've seen in the last 40 or 50 years of being somewhat aware of the situation there. So they have a complicity. They have a major part of the blame to ascribe to. You know, they really cannot wash their hands clean of this murderous approval of this evil that's taking place now in South Africa, the end of a free and a proud and a fierce people. It's just it's horrible. So those are my two cents worth in for what it's worth, okay?
I think it's worth a lot because that's so the truth. And I mean, they're talking about colonialism. The Afrikaner never colonized South Africa.
That's right.
There were no blacks here. Okay, colonies were Angola, Mozambique, yes, north in Africa, like Tanganyika and Zaire and so forth, and French Morocco, Spanish Morocco.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
sure.
but not South Africa, not at all.
Oh, right, absolutely.
They
were the founders, and they were really one of the great tribes of true Israel, and the Dutch, yeah, and the tribes of Dan and Zebulon, and leaving their mark. You know, Denmark means Dan's mark, and the way they created an actual paradise compared to what they were living under, is just incredible. Tribal warfare had always been going on throughout the African continent. And then when the government of South Africa formed, that obviously brought about some pretty dramatic changes. But today, it's right back to tribal warfare. And every single hypocritical left-wing totalitarian liberal is turning a deaf ear to it, stuffing their noses up in the air, saying how proud they are of creating democracies in two world wars, you know?
Yeah, they don't care how many people are getting hurt, are getting slaughtered, are tortured for hours. I mean, there is not a person in this country who can say they're not being affected by it. My cousin and her husband were attacked. I mean, she was burned with an iron in her face.
Yes.
And then they held her body over a gas stove and burned her buttocks. She was in hospital for a month. They had to give her sedator, or to change the bandages and whatever they did. I mean, it took her a long time, but she's a strong woman. But you carry the scars, not only the scars on your body, but inside, because it's so evil. And then she had to go through the whole thing again because the social worker said, but they are so sorry they did it, and they must now release them. They must reduce the sentence. So he had to go through the whole thing again after a year because they're really behaving themselves, so they must let them go. By the way, they're letting even murderers go here because they can't pay the bail bond. And, of course, the prisons are overflowed here. They can't take more prisoners, so they let them go.
But if you wind up using the N-word or something that's a racial epithet similar, then you will probably spend a couple of years in prison, though. They'll make room for you if you're white.
Yeah, exactly. We have this Polish guy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's break. And I guess some are more equal than others, aren't they? Okay, we'll come right back. Monica is with me, Monica Huggard, and folks, you can join in. If you have a quick question, get on the line now, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Haven't you got any respect for this town?
I just lost it.
Well, folks, we're back now in the second part of the first hour of today's program. We're privileged once again after a long hiatus to have Monica with us again, Monica Huggett from South Africa. You thought it was bad in the last few years that we talked about it, but it's gotten increasingly worse. And unfortunately, as I'm talking now, it does resemble almost resemble America, not quite as bad in some regards, but then if you look across America, this huge nation of ours, America slash Israel in the Bible, you will find that our cities are being turned into cauldrons. We have an illegal invasion that is taking over the cities and mobilizing for attack and bringing down the federal government and other forces to restore a situation of order. So this, as I said, is not just happenstance. It is not just maybe it just happened over a period of years and we just couldn't do anything about it, or we didn't understand it, and it just is the culmination of events. But no, this is planned. This is planned by the synagogue of Satan. Again, the very scum that Jesus addressed, the very evil ones that he called evil to their faces, and then they tried to kill him in the temple, but they couldn't lay hands on him. They couldn't lay hands on him at the appropriate time because that time had not come. So what are they doing to America? What are they doing to the people of South Africa? What have they done to the Rhodesians in what is now another basket case dictatorship in the African continent? Well, they're just either killing them or neutralizing them or stealing their farms. They're reducing them down to the lifestyle of what life was for everyone in those countries until these Caucasians came along and decided to set up shop. Now, South Africa, as Monica just said, is different because there were no colonial powers there, and it was strictly an expedition, if you will, a Lewis and Clark type of exposition to found a republic. So there was no grand-scale taking of land, as you know was the case with the British Crown Colony in Cecil Rhodes's country, you know, Cecil Rhodes in Rhodesia. So nobody could make that argument. And as time went on, of course, you had the Boer Wars and the British taking over and, again, showing its imperialism. And now the results of all that imperialism is still with them. It's getting worse, Monica, with, as you say, the British reaping now to themselves what they have doled out for the last century in the 20th century. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a sad thing. But, you know, the Bible does comfort us and tell us that he who curses the seed of Abraham, that is the pre-Adamic races, cursing the seed of Abraham vis-a-vis the Anglo-Saxons and the Jacobites, the white races there, is now going to be cursed. And they are being cursed. The mortality mm-hmm. rate, from what I read, has gone up quite a bit from many of the things that we talked about, health issues and so forth. So what are they reaping in the end, the powers that be? It sounds like they're reaping their own destruction, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Just look at London. I mean, London now is more dangerous than walking the streets in New York. Unbelievable. And Theresa May is just ignoring it because she's such a liberal. All these immigrants, refugees who are no refugees, are so wonderful and bringing wonderful culture and enriching the life of the British. Yes, enriching the life of the British by raping the girls and slaughtering them. Nothing is said about that because you just don't want to be a racist. But nothing is
Yeah, that's exactly what she is actually a racist by her complicity and silence in what's happening to the white race in South Africa, as well as the other races, as you pointed out.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I mean, though everybody is suffering, of course the whites are suffering even more. I mean, we're talking about a million of white people being in squatter camps. I don't like the word squatter. I see them as victim camps because they're victims of the communist satanic onslaught and the economic powers that refuse to give them jobs. And they don't know how to handle the whole economic disaster here, the government, what they caused. Because how are they going to employ 80 million blacks in this country? I mean, this is also what they're lying to us, that we have 50 million here. That's not true. We have 80 million here. Foreigners are coming in here because the borders were opened by Mandela. They're pouring in, even as far as Mali. And I mean, we're on the southern point of Africa. Mali is up there next to Egypt, sort of on the other side of the world. So how do they get here if it's not planned? All of this is planned.
Sure, sure. So basically you have a surrounding of your people, and they're, what would you say, that the whites are scattered throughout South Africa, or are they mostly in one particular region of South Africa now, would you say?
No, they're not. They're scattered. Well, where I am, we're completely surrounded by blacks. We have one across the road, building enormous resort or whatever, and everybody says, where did he get the money from? Yeah, well, good question. And everything is done by cash. We talk about millions.
It's amazing.
Amazing how they have all this money.
Well, that's interesting, because South Africa economically now, as I said, is a basket case, And we have the mining taking place. I think the mining is still taking place now, the mineral mining and the gold and silver and so forth. What is the status of that right now?
Some of the mines are closing. A lot of closed already. One mine up in the north near Palabora, that's the north of the country, nearby the border of Zimbabwe, was taken over by the Chinese. They fired all the blacks. They brought in Chinese convicts to work there. Yeah. So this is what's happening in the
communist
Chinese.
China, you're talking about communist China now, is actually taking over economic responsibility in South Africa to the tune of actually, would you say, actually taking or supplanting the economy of South Africa now, girding it up? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I mean, they bailed out the Electricity Supply Commission now twice, and apparently they need more money. So the Chinese will do this again. And this is what happened in Zambia. Zambia is now the first African Chinese colony. They started with the Electric Supply Commission, taking over that or helping them with money, loans and loans and loans, and then calling it in. And they couldn't pay, so they defaulted 3 weeks ago. Zambia is no more. It's a Chinese colony, and we are on the way there now, too. Because the SABC, South African Broadcasting Corporation, is also in trouble, and they need money. And, I mean, just to give you some idea, the ANC website is down. Because they don't have money to pay for it, they're in arrears $3.25 million.
What kinds of other, shall we say, foreign investors are they attracting now, if any?
They're attracting, they do. They're attracting rich blacks from over Africa. The Nigerians are here in full force, and of course the Chinese. The Western world is doing, I have no idea, but the Belgian government promised 30 million euros to help with the land grab. Now they're white people, now going to get rid of our farmers here so that the blacks can take over and squat on the farm. They're not going to farm. You talk to the average black in the country, in the street, they will say, but what are we going to eat? Where are we going to get milk and corn? Because our people don't farm. We're going to starve. They're very upset.
How many do you think now are starving now more than others as far as within the tribal entities of South Africa?
Well, they really, I don't know if they're starving because they're still stealing. I mean, just next to us about a month ago, they slaughtered the farmer's sheep in the pen.
They didn't
steal it. They just slaughtered the two sheep in the pen, and they told the night watchman, "You don't come out of your hut because we will kill you." And they were Zimbabwean.
Well, that's a very friendly environment, I guess, to live in, and you know, it's becoming in many of, as I said, many parts of America now. Purposefully becoming a nightmare, as I told you privately, even for people to go out and during the day to visit in any way in just a brief period of time, the downtown areas, the downtown cities of America's cities, it's becoming nightmarish, and you're risking getting injured or shot to death in many of these cases. Mm-hmm. We're experiencing 1 to 2 shootings or stabbings or killings just about every week now on average in Providence, Rhode Island. So it's it's typical. Mm-hmm. We have the illegal invasion. We have not only the blacks, but we have the Hispanic. We have the Asian gangs. We have a number of other people coming in. But to listen to the mayor, the Hispanic mayor, things have never been better. And if we just borrowed another $200-300 million, forced the taxpayers to give up their homes to pay for it, we'd have better schools, we'd have better indoctrination, and we have better relations. Yeah. You know, this is a totally insane area, and we're dealing with insane people. We're not dealing with people that are logical or reasonable, but the kind of people that God says he put in control in these days of judgment, you see? These are the kind of people they are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, listening to you, it's the same story as here. And this is why it's so very, very important to think of this message, what's happening here, because it's going to be in the Western world. The Western world, America, Europe, England, Scotland, it is already there, but not on the scale like here with the terrible tortures. I mean, it's unbelievable what they do. It's a blood ritual. I mean, the other day they were slaughtering an elephant, cutting it up piece by piece while it was still alive. It was terrible. And then they were dancing and chanting around the poor animal. He tried to get up, but of course he couldn't. They just went sick and just a savage has got to end to some deed, I'm sure. But these, I don't know. I don't know. You know what I want to say, I can't say. What I can say, I don't want to say.
Mm-hmm. What are the people that you are able to be still living with or contacting in touch with, your fellow whites in that area where they're surrounded? What are they expecting to come soon? Not just say confiscation, but are they expecting to try to fight back? We've heard a lot about some of the resistance movements now in South Africa and armed resistance, sort of like militias that we have here in our country, to arm mm-hmm. themselves and protect their neighborhoods, their families, and protect their homes as best they can. What is the progress along those lines?
Well, there is a movement about this, but I can tell you that if you are going to protect yourself by shooting and killing one of them, you will be in trouble because you're not supposed to do that.
Right. You're supposed to be.
You're supposed to be saying, okay, you're going to take it, or you can take my life. It's okay. We had that case the other day, not far from me, and the family fled. They just left everything. He had gone on a plane and left because the next day, the economic freedom fighters, and I really would like to know what that means. I can't find out what they really mean by fighting the economic or freedom. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, they were ranting and dancing, as we call it, toying in front of the house, and threatening the whites to kill them because how dare you defend yourself? They just wanted to steal your TV.
Mm-hmm. What about the confiscation of weapons? Is that something that is actually a reality? We've heard about that.
No,
it is,
they haven't confiscated weapons yet, but what they do is they make it so difficult to get the weapon. It's unbelievable. And now I had it in such a state that the licensing of the weapons, that they don't know where they are, what they do. So that has stopped completely. You can't buy a weapon. Impossible, because you're not going to get a license.
Have you had any recent, we're going to take a call in a moment, but have you had any recent massacres at schools and as a justification for disarming anyone, some of the blacks as well as the whites, the peasants?
Oh, there are quite a lot of shootings at black schools here. They shoot the teachers, and they're killing their own people there. But we don't have that in the white schools.
Mm-hmm.
But in the black schools, yes, they very rebellious, and they want it their way. They don't want to write exams because now down with exams because it's too difficult.
Yeah, I hear
they
you.
Started first with freedom of free education, down with paying for education, and now down with Afrikaans, and now down with exams. So they can go to university for 8 years and don't pay one cent. They don't have to write an exam, I suppose. They'll just be an engineer after being at the university for 8 years.
Sure, I hear you. I think we got a break coming up, but let's see if we could take a call from, I believe, Barbara in Missouri. is going to come up now. Hello, Barbara.
Hi. I'd like to make a comment about Jesus, and I so enjoy hearing your expose of the Jews on that. And then I also have an important comment about South Africa, since I've been crusading for them for about 5 or 6 years. But I wrote on my blog, did Jesus say to sterilize the Jewess? Mm-hmm. Jesus speaks to the Jewesses in Jerusalem right before he arrived at Skull Hill, where Jews slayed him. And this is from the Bible. As they led him off, they made Simon, a man from Cyrene, who happened to be coming in from the countryside, to carry the cross behind Jesus. A huge crowd of people followed, along with women weeping and carrying on. At one point, Jesus turned to the women and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem," this is the Jewish, "don't cry for me, cry for yourselves and your children."
Yeah, all right, we have to take that break, Barbara. We'll come okay. right back to you, and we'll see what Monica has to say in response. Stay tuned,
Thank
folks.
You.
Rick Adams Uncensored.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: "Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health." By Amazon customer: "It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure." Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
All right, we're back now, and our caller, our favorite caller here, Barbara, you just are completing your question for Monica, so go ahead. Finish up with
yes.
the scripture reading.
If I could just finish what Jesus' last words were before
yes.
the Jews nailed him to the cross. He
yes.
said, "The time is coming when they'll say, Lucky the women who never conceived. Lucky the wombs that never gave birth. Lucky the breasts that never gave milk. Then they'll start calling to the mountains. Fall down on us, calling to the mountains. Cover us up. If people do these things to a live green tree, can you imagine what they'll do with dead wood? The Jews are dead wood, and Jesus cursed them. Okay, the second thing is on the, if you look on my website, kkkaraoke.wordpress.com, and you go on the bottom right, and if you search Red Balloons, on October 15th, I have two or three posts. On October 15th, 2013, I was protesting by myself in Las Vegas with red balloons. Everybody around the world was sending out red balloons in empathy and unity with South Africa. That's one thing. And then there was a man from South Africa, Dr. Peter Hammonds, who did two fantastic PowerPoint presentations. One was for George Patton. My second husband was named Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N. And the other one was about the Katyn Polish massacre. So yeah. I have a deep affinity for the South Africans. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay. Any response, Monica?
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yes, I hope you visit there someday.
I never met Dr. Peter. Yeah.
Monica,
we
I have a question.
Yeah, sure.
Monica, I have a quick question. Could we ever bring all these South African whites to America and send all our blacks back to Africa or Rhodesia or something?
Sorry, I'm laughing. You know what? I wrote a letter to Dr. Fields of Truth at Last in 1976, and I suggested that.
You really?
Well, now that's a question that, you know, I've asked before, and the question really is very simple, is how easy or hard is it for people like yourself who want to just come back to America, or just homegrown people who are born in South Africa who are white, can they get the visas, the exit visas, can they get any country to take them in? Will America take them in?
Well, I think what we should
should
get our boats with the black people, send them back, have Obama and Michelle lead the way as the saviors on those empty boats, bring the white South Africans. I'd love to have them on our farms. I would love it. It'd be fantastic.
It's sad, isn't it? But it is true that they are the people who are being victimized, and they are becoming extinct. And this is part of Bible prophecy as well. You see, this is the assault. Mm-hmm. In the pre-end times of Jacob's trouble. Well, good questions, good call. Thank you, Barbara, for your participation. You know, we're almost at the end of this hour, Monica, and I could hold you over, if you would, for a few minutes into the second hour, because I'm not sure that Art, our regular guest, is coming on. But one thing that, that we need to do is just take that break at the end of the hour. If you will, just stay where you are, Monica, okay?
Okay. We'll do. We'll do.
All right, we'll be back. You stay tuned. Rick Adams on Censor. Don't forget, we're on deadlyexperiment.chatango.com. There is discussion there, okay? Chatango.com. Rick Adams, Uncensored. We'll be right back, God willing.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN.